And what else happened today? There was the other parties. The Green Party had a launch.
Green Party had a launch, but Labour and Sinn Féin, they both focused on housing. Their leaders, Mary Lou MacDonald and Brendan Howland, visiting key strategic electoral, key strategic constituencies for their electoral prospects. Mary Lou MacDonald accusing Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil of being in the pockets of developers and landlords. Brendan Howland saying his party had a plan to build 80,000 affordable and social houses on public land. The Green Party, as you say, had a launch. Its party leader, Eamon Ryan, saying if you want green, vote green, whilst he also had a go at the Fine Gael Minister of State, John Paul Phelan, for calling some of his party members nutters.
Indeed. Okay, now we are going to obviously, with the panel we have lined up tonight, return to this story of the incident on the canal and homelessness and housing in general. But first, during the course of the campaign, we want to bring you a flavour of some of the more interesting and perhaps bellwether constituency battles. So tonight, Barry, you're going to read the runes for two very different constituencies in opposite sides of the country. So first of all, Dublin West.
Yes, the constituency of the Fine Gael leader, Leo Varadkar, effectively three constituencies rolled into one, the more middle class, Castleknock, across to the canal, to the largely working class areas such as Mulhuddart and Carduff, to the huge Celtic Tiger development at Ongar. No boundary changes on 4 years ago and the seats remain the same. Four incumbents stand their ground. However, one seems certain to say goodbye to Leinster House. That's because of the Green Wave. Former Green Party chairman Roderick O'Gorman is standing. He garnered almost one in every three votes in Leo Varadkar's electoral area of Castleknock in May's local elections, the third highest vote in the country. So he looks certain, you'd have to say, to be elected. Leo Varadkar also certain surely to be elected will attract a huge personal vote. However, and he won't like this, Mr. Varadkar is said to be the first Taoiseach since Garrett Fitzgerald in 1987 to fail to bring in a running mate. Some very poor vote-sharing performances by Fine Gael in previous contests here. In 2011, Fine Gael badly divided 1.4 quotas in its hunt for a second seat, and in layman's terms, that'll be the equivalent of maybe two people having a steak dinner and one person eating the steak and the other person eating the spuds. Mr. Radker's running mate Catherine Noone also got 2.6% of the vote in 2016. Though his running mate is Eimear Curry. She's a daughter of the former Fine Gael minister Austin Curry. And Leo Varadkar, he's written to the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris in recent weeks over a spate of burglaries in the area. So that's two seats down. The third seat likely to go to Fianna Fáil's Jack Chambers significantly in 2011. This is the only constituency in the capital to return a Fianna Fáil TD in the late Brian Lenehan. In 2016, Jack Chambers regained that seat with 16.5% of the vote. However, he's perhaps in slightly treacherous water in Castleknock with Varadkar, Curry and O'Gorman all likely to erode his vote. So he'll have to get votes in Mulhuddart and Clonsilla as well, which he should. That leaves the last three seats between three left-wing candidates. First up is Sinn Féin Councillor Paul Donnelly. He's the one who dobbed Leo Varadkar out for putting up his posters too early on Twitter there on Tuesday. He topped the poll in the 2014 by-election. He is regarded as a racing certainty to take a seat in 2016, but he lost out by less than 1,000 votes. Solidarity People Before Profit sitting TD Ruth Coppinger, she won the seat in that by-election in 2014 with over 20% of the vote. Retained in 2016, her party colleague, of course, Joe Higgins, a TD here for 15 years. However, the local elections, a portent of doom for Coppinger, her party's vote down by over 60% in her base in Mulhuddart, with a turnout of just 30%. And the other sitting TD, Joan Burton, her political obituary has been written many times since she was first elected in 1992. I don't want to join the list, but it's worth noting that in 2016, Labour pumped huge resources into her campaign. Leo Varadkar also privately encouraged people to vote for her, whilst a newspaper poll during the campaign showed her losing her seat. And I'm sure all the politicians would agree with me that that's manna from heaven for those fighting marginal seats. So if you were to put a gun to my head, I would suggest maybe Varadkar, O'Gorman, Chambers and Coppinger.
Okay, that's Dublin West. And there are a number of other candidates already on the list there.
The constituency would include Angus O'Mahony on Social Democrats. He's the only other one that we failed to mention there.
OK, take me out now to Sligo Leitrim, which has become more interesting in the last couple of days.
That's right, an 11th hour declaration from Marion Harkin in a constituency which encompasses four different counties, parts of North Roscommon and South Donegal. Marion Harkin regarded as a racing certainty to take a seat. She topped the poll in the 2002 general election and in European elections in 04 and 09. She'll take votes from all over. However, she is Jean Poole Fine Gael, and they are at sixes and sevens in this constituency.
Is she Jean Poole Fine Gael? Is there
regarded
not
locally as Jean Poole Fine Gael, I'm told. And she's also from Ballintohar in the constituency as well, which is right on top of one of the Fine Gael candidates. Their story here, Tony McLaughlin is the incumbent TD. He's retiring. The party selected two candidates back in July 2018, Sinead Maguire in Sligo Town. She's actually a first cousin of the chef, Nevin Maguire, and the ex-TD Leitrim's Gerry Reynolds. And on the night of the selection convention, Gerry Reynolds' exact quote was, "Sligo Leitrim is one of the swing constituencies, and if Fine Gael wants to be back in government, it is one of the constituencies where they need to win a second seat. However, events have overtaken them here. Maguire and Reynolds, they've stepped aside. Leo Varadkar approached the septuagenarian Tony McLaughlin to reconsider retirement. He said no. Fine Gael approached to Marion Harkin, rebuffed. Potential talk with regards John McCartan of Quinn Industrial Holdings being a candidate. That came to nothing. Eventually, Fine Gael interviewed half a dozen potential candidates in September, but took 13 weeks to select who they wanted on the ticket. Eventually, they selected Thomas Walsh, a first-time councillor, selected in December, very short campaign. Also on the ticket with him is former Roscommon South Leitrim TD, Frankie Feehan, first elected in 2007, re-elected in 2011, but stood aside in 2016, admitting he'd become toxic over the Roscommon hospital issue. He's originally from Boyle, which is in this constituency. He set up family home in Sligo Town. His mother's from Coolanney in Sligo, I'm told as well. But that be enough to convince voters in Sligo Leitrim? And then the added complication for Fine Gael here as well is John Perry is running as an independent, the former Minister of State. Fianna Fáil, two incumbents, Mark McSharry and Eamon Scanlon, 32.3% of the vote in 2016. McSharry, the son of Ray McSharry, he's regarded as safe. Eamon Scanlon got in on the 15th and final count in 2016 by 400 votes. At the Butcher and Auctioneer, you'd imagine perhaps he's vulnerable. Sinn Féin took 17.8% of the vote here in 2016, including Martin Kenny. However, of course, Mr. Kenny was the subject of an arson attack on the car outside his family home in October 2019, in an attack believed to be related to his support for asylum seekers to be accommodated in his home village of Ballinamore. So you'd have to see how much of an impact that would have. Also running, Declan Bree, who was a TD in 1992 for Labour. He's run in 11 general elections in Sligo since 1977, winning just once, but he's back again. And the other candidates in this constituency are Finbar Phelan of Renewa, a brother of Westlife's Shane Phelan, James Conway, independent, Nessa Cosgrave, the Labour Party, Bláthaid Gallagher, the Green Party, Chris McManus of Sinn Féin, Gino O'Boyle of People Before Profit, and they're all those. And in terms of predictions, Marion Harkin, Mark McSharry are certain, we're told, and then Eamon Scanlon, Frankie Feehan, and Martin Kenny for the final seat, but don't rule out the prospect, some are suggesting, of Fine Gael not winning a seat here at all because of their candidate problems, although logic would suggest that Eamon Scanlon is in most danger.